Om Shanti. Good morning. Today is 18th April and magic of blessing. May you be an embodiment of all attainments and reveal the sparkle and intoxication of the complete and perfect stage on your face. May you be an embodiment of all attainments and reveal the sparkle and intoxication of the complete and perfect stage on your face. So the explanation is, the speciality of the confluence aged Brahman life is of constantly swinging in the swings of happiness and peace, joy, knowledge and bliss, and of remaining stable in the imperishable intoxication of the complete and perfect form of all attainments. Let there be attainment and only attainment on your face. Let the sparkle and intoxication of that complete and perfect stage be visible. Let that sparkle and intoxication of that complete and perfect stage be visible. There was a sparkle on the faces of kings who were full of physical wealth. Here you have imperishable attainments, and so let the spiritual sparkle and intoxication of attainments be visible on your face. Here you have imperishable attainments, and so let the spiritual sparkle and intoxication of attainments be visible on your face. So today Baba is telling us to have that sparkle and intoxication on the face. In Laukik life, people do lot of things to look attractive or to have that sparkle on the face. They do artificial makeup, they'll put lipsticks, or they'll put eye shades, eyeliners, what else? Foundation, to have that glow on the face. And if you see those air hostess, they have that plastic smile, they have that artificial smile on their face, and they feel they are doing a great job. But that does not give us pleasure, because it is all done from outside. And now if you see a deity in the temple, she's also very beautiful, powerful, and that smile on her face, that is our remembrance. So today Baba is seeing to have that sparkle of intoxication of attainments on the face. So what are the things we should keep in mind to have that intoxication on the face? We should not do anything from outside. We are not going to do anything from outside. Just smile without that inner feeling, without that inner emotion. We won't be able to touch the hearts of people if we just smile. So what should be the inside emotion? What should be the inside feeling? What should we remember from inside that will bring that glow or that emotion or that attainment on the or the sparkle on the face? So few points I thought so. To have that sparkle on the face, first of all, to remember our sweet Baba. Baba says Baba is the sweetest. Baba is saccharine. So whenever we are in remembrance of Baba all the time, then we have that sparkle on face. If you see sometimes when we sit in yoga, and some people, if you will see, they are lost in love of Baba, and they are smiling, and their eyes are also small, and they're yeah, you need practice for that. So no, we are talking that inside what is there, that is shown on the face, that sparkle and intoxication. So when you see some soul sitting in yoga, they have that sparkle on the face, they are really smiling, they are really lost in love of Baba, and that shows the sparkle. So one is that. Next is, I thought, remembering Brahma Baba. When we remember Brahma Baba, his acts, his deeds, then also we get that happiness on the face. How Baba took care of children, how Baba used to feed children. Baba used to feed that butter and sugar with that small chapati, small makhan mari. So if you remember, okay, Baba is feeding, then happiness and sparkle comes on the face. Baba used to play badminton, Baba used to play cricket with children. So remembering those moments and bringing that happiness on the face. Remembering sacrifices of what Baba did in yagya when there were problems. That also brings intoxication, that who I belong to, who is my father. So that brings intoxication. Then next is remembering beautiful points of Murli. Like, you know, Baba says Baba cannot live without children. Baba becomes restless without children. So that's why thinking that Baba also has to run and come down from Paramdham down to meet us. So when we remember this, we have that sparkle. There was a sister, there was a Muslim sister in Abu Dhabi. When she first time came to center and she was given Murli to read, and the first word she read, sweet children, meethe bachche, and she started crying. So just that one word of Murli can bring that intoxication and love for Baba. So that is one point, that remembering powerful points and points will bring about intoxication in us from Murli. Then remembering all the attainments in Brahmin life, what we have attained in this Brahmin life. Each one of us has some or the other experience where Baba has helped us. No human being was able to help us, but it was only Baba who helped us in difficult times. So remembering that entire event, and then that sparkle will come on face, that yes, nobody could help me and it was only Baba who helped me. When we get those touchings from Baba, that I was going on some wrong path or something like that, or I was about to commit some mistake, but then Baba helped me and now I am on the right path. So that is also one thing, that remembering Baba, what he has given us. Then who am I? I am that selected soul. I am that selected soul from that so many crores of souls. If we just reflect back from which locality we have come, or from which college we have come, or from which school we have come, some of us are only that single one who has come out of that entire college or entire school, and we are the only entire city or entire locality, you are the only person who is in Brahma Kumaris. So that also brings about intoxication. From that one village, you are the only person who is in knowledge. So that also brings about intoxication. And who you belong to. Then thinking about this Brahmin family, so beautiful family we have got. This is the family of the deities. This is the family of pure souls, souls who are very powerful, souls who are serving the entire world, souls who have dedicated their life, who have surrendered their life. So where I am, whom I belong to, this beautiful Brahmin family. So that also brings intoxication. Then I am so fortunate, thinking that I am so fortunate that I am in Madhuban. I am that selective soul from the Brahmin family who is in Madhuban now. So, and then we can think that we get chance to do this four dham journey every day. Every day we come for yoga. At least twice or thrice in a day we come at these four places and sit in yoga and remember Baba. So that courtyard of Madhuban where Mamma Baba has walked, where Dadis have done tapasya, Baba has done tapasya, and I am staying here. So importance of Madhuban, when we keep that importance of Madhuban in the mind, then also that brings intoxication. Just sitting at any place and remembering the names of Madhuban also brings about intoxication. Just revising the names of Madhuban in the mind, at least 25-30 names of Madhuban also we remember in 5-10 minutes, that really brings that intoxication. So remembering Madhuban, going to the kitchen or drinking water. Yeah, some people have so much faith that they take water in their bottles to their home bag, and they will mix with their water and drink. So much faith and, you know, love for Madhuban and Madhuban's water also, Madhuban's mud also. People who want to build up centers, they take the mud from here and they go and put that mud there. So so much importance to Madhuban. Then so thinking that I am so fortunate that Baba has selected me and kept me in headquarters. So that is one intoxication. The next is Baba has given me the opportunity of yagya service, yagya seva. I have been given that opportunity at confluence age, that I am doing service for the yagya. So wherever I am in yagya, I feel that brother who cleans the shanti stam, he's so fortunate. Means what a fortune he has, and with so much dedication. He does that work every single day, cleaning every corner of that Shantistham. And even in the winters or even in the rainy season with that cold breeze, he is doing his job so perfectly. So fortunate. People who are working in kitchen, they are the one, who are responsible for all the minds of Brahmin, because what they put in the food is responsible for our stage also. So fortunate that Baba has kept them in the kitchen, and they are cooking. Sevadaris who come, they can also have that intoxication that whom we are cooking the food for all those Brahmin, for all those surrendered brother and sisters who are in Madhuban, we have come for their service. So that is one intoxication. I was thinking that Manjuben offers bhog to Baba every 3 times in a day. So fortunate, 2 times. So fortunate she is that she is the one who is offering bhog to Baba, and then we take that food. So she also she should be so intoxicated that she's so fortunate that Baba has assigned her that duty. So this is one intoxication. Then people who stay at center, people who come at center, so you are getting that pure environment when you are staying out in outside world in that city, but once or twice in a day you come to center to your murli or to do yoga, so such beautiful atmosphere you get. So that also brings sparkle on the face that where I am coming. Then one Murli Baba has told that in one I keep soul world, and in one I keep golden age, Shantidham, Sukhdham. So when you have this remembrance also, then also that brings intoxication, because whatever we remember, that vibration starts coming in us. Because it said, no, if you remember some person, then that person's vibrations or that person's stage starts coming on to you. So if we remember Baba, his stage comes on to us. So if we remember Paramdham, soul world, which is the most powerful place, which is the most pure, most peaceful place, then we get that vibrations in us. So that is one. Then purity. Baba, so much intoxication we should have that from this dirty world, Baba has picked me, and I am living a pure life. I am living that pure life of in Brahmin life. So purity is one. Then remembering the scenes of golden age. When we remember the scenes of golden age, that really brings happiness and sparkle on face, that what we are going to be in future, prince, princess, and vimans there and palaces there, and how that beautiful world is going to be. So just in a day, at least for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, remembering the entire scene of golden age can also bring that intoxication. Then once we start meditating, all virtues and values comes in us, and once this values of contentment, of peace, of mercy, of compassion, when it comes in us, that sparkle comes on the face. So once we start meditating, so these are some of the points that will bring intoxication and attainment on the face. Now keeping all these points in the mind, we have that intoxication, but there are some points where we lose that sparkle on the face. So when are the times we lose that sparkle on the face? So we should be alert regarding that also. When we forget our originality, when we forget whom we belong to, when we forget these points, we lose the sparkle. So in spite of keeping all this in mind, sometimes when we are doing very good, but if we see somebody is ignoring us, we are doing very nice work, somebody is ignoring us, or somebody is insulting us, or somebody is gossiping about us, somebody is doing bad things, bad talks about us, we lose that sparkle on the face immediately, because we think that we are on the right path and somebody is still speaking so bad about us. When people are not cooperating in the family, then again that sparkle will be lost when we don't get cooperation. When we are doing lot of hard work but we have repeated failures in life, that repeated failures will cause the downfall. When we have that unfulfilled expectations, then there will be loss of that sparkle. So we should remember the list of the things where this sparkle, this happiness, this intoxication could be lost, and we should be alert. And one day we had discussed, no, whenever such things are coming, it is coming either through a person or through some situations. So it is paper to me, or somebody has come to take a test, or somebody has come to give me a certificate, somebody has come to actually give me opportunity to check myself where I stand. I'm thinking I'm doing very good efforts, and if my Amrit Vela is good or my yoga is good, I'm doing chintan, churning. But when a situation comes in the form of a person, then I know where I stand. So that person is actually giving the opportunity. So thinking all these points, in one of the Sakar Murli Baba had told, when people are talking about you, so he said, how many mouths, that many talks. Chitni mu, utni baate. So thinking these points, and then do not lose that sparkle on the face. So every day's Murli, we should really read and churn on it again and again, and then I think we won't lose this sparkle on the face. So today's Vardhan is to keep that cheerful and sparkle and intoxication on the face throughout the day. Om Shanti.